Do you guys know what a plank is? You guys ever done a plank? It's when you're on your elbows and your feet. All right, so I haven't eaten for 2 days, so I can't do it for very long. But here, I'm going to do 5 seconds. Here we go. Ready? Who said that? Okay, it's good for the example. See, so that was 4 seconds. Amazing when you do that kind of thing and you're looking at the clock and you're literally looking at every second. For those all of us who are fasting for these 2 days, we're literally counting the hours where we can feast upon whatever we're going to feast upon at lunch. And then we've been in the season of Lent, so we've been counting 40 days. We're nearing that 40 days where we put aside certain things, we've picked up certain disciplines. You know, what is 4 seconds in light of 2 days? What's 2 days in light of, 40 days? But what's 40 days in light of, let's say, 5 years, 10 years? What kind of person are you going to be in 10 years? Have you ever thought about that? A few weeks ago, someone asked us, what do you think you're going to be in 5 years? And we're like, whoa, I have no idea. But here's the interesting thing. As we look towards Easter, as we look towards the cross, we remember that in Jesus' death and then resurrection, he secured for us eternal life. Have you thought about eternal life? What is 10 years in light of eternity? And here's the thing, what the Bible says. It says, actually, we don't just, because we have eternity, we don't just rest and we're like, oh, we're good, you know. We got eternity. No, instead, Paul, when he talks about the resurrection, says, I worked harder than all the other apostles. In light of eternity, I'm going to work even harder. It's kind of like you're a hockey team, and you've just secured a playoff spot. Anybody? Right? So when you know you're going there, you don't just rest and sit back. You actually work even harder. And in Hebrews, the writer says, you know, because we have full assurance, because we know, because of Jesus' sacrifice, that we are in, that we are in with God, then we actually spur each other on to loving good works. And I just want to encourage us, as we look beyond these 40 days, could we be a place, could we be a church that spurs each other on? Like, maybe you can't do a plank for more than 30 seconds now, but what about in 10 years? In 10 years. Maybe you don't read much of the Bible now, but what if in 5 years, in 10 years, you could say, I've read through the Bible 10 times? What if you are really impatient right now, or you really lack faith and endurance? What about in 2, 5, and 10 years, we would be a place and a people that would spur each other on, say, yeah, let's do this. Let's make a plan. Let's make a goal. Let's do this. Maybe you can't even focus and pray for more than 30 seconds. Okay, let's make a plan. Let's spur each other on so that it's just not a 40-day thing. Okay, let's just gird up our loins. Is that a thing? We buckle down for 40 days a year. Pull up your pants, right? For 40 days. What if throughout the year and then year after year, we are going after it and we're saying, yeah, let's get better, because not because we need to earn our salvation, we have that salvation, but we can go after that. And so we set a trajectory, because guys, we are going to be living for an eternity in glory with Christ. Amen. All right, let me pass this on.